Listening Library presents Book One, Are Llamas Ticklish? And Other Silly Questions from Curious Kids by Jane Lindholm and Melody Beaudet. This is the author, Jane Lindholm. Introduction. Do you know why goats have rectangular eyes? Why horses sleep standing up? Or if llamas laugh when they're tickled? Welcome to the first ever But Why book. We'll help you get to know some interesting facts about farm animals by answering questions real kids have sent us. But Why started out as a podcast for curious kids, produced by Vermont Public Radio, and made by us, Melody Beaudet and Jane Lindholm. That's me. We take questions from kids all over the world, and it's our job to find answers. And now, But Why is a book series, too. Maybe we should start by defining what it means to call something a farm animal. Generally speaking, farm animals have been domesticated, meaning they've been bred and adapted over time to be cared for and used by humans. Domesticated animals are no longer considered wild, and in many cases, couldn't survive on their own. Animals have lots of different jobs on a farm. Some pull machinery or heavy loads, these are called draft animals, and some, like horses, are used as transportation to help people get around. Their hair or fur can be used to make clothes and other materials. Their composted poop can help grow vegetables. Their eggs or milk can be used for food, and sometimes the animals themselves become food for humans. There are lots of different kinds of farm animals, and we won't have time in this book to get to all of them. But we hope you'll have a greater understanding of the importance of farm animals and their roles in how you get your food by the time you finish this book. And if you still have questions when you're done listening, send them our way and we'll see if we can include them in a future podcast episode or book. In the meantime, stay curious. Chapter 1. Cows and the Curious Way Milk is Made. Why do cows make milk? Coco, age 7, from Illinois. Great question, Coco. The short answer is this. Cows make milk because they are mammals. But what exactly is a mammal? A mammal is an animal who feeds from the breast of its mother. The word mammal comes from mamma, the Latin word for breast. What makes mammals different from other types of animals? Well, to begin with, they are warm-blooded vertebrates. This means they keep their bodies at a consistent temperature, no matter how warm or cold it is outside. Also, they have spines. Mammals have hair or fur and give birth to live babies instead of laying eggs, for example. And as we mentioned, females produce milk in special mammary glands to feed those babies. That means humans are mammals, too. And so are nearly 6,500 other kinds of animals, including cats, dogs, elephants, kangaroos, dolphins, and even whales. In humans, the mammary glands are in what we call breasts. In cows, we call them udders, or sometimes bags, because if you've ever seen a cow's udder, it kind of looks like a heavy bag hanging down between the cow's back legs. Cows' udders have four teats, which are like long nipples. Baby cows, called calves, will drink their milk from those nipples. But, as you likely know, it's not just calves that drink cow's milk. Humans do, too. Dairy cows usually give birth to a calf once a year. Shortly after they're born, most calves are separated from their mothers and fed formula from a big bottle that gives them all the nutrients they need to grow. The milk from the mother cow becomes the milk, yogurt, butter, and cheese that you buy in the store. After a cow has given birth, she's usually milked twice a day for the rest of the year. Then she gets ready to have another calf, and the process begins again. Some farms may actually milk their cows 3 times a day, and some very small farms may only milk their cows once a day. Dairy cows can produce as much as 7 or 8 gallons of milk a day. It takes a lot of energy to produce all that milk. Cows drink as much as a bathtub full of water every day, and they eat lots of hay, grass, and grains. Families with just 1 or 2 cows might milk their cows by hand, but dairy farms use machines to milk the cows. On some farms, the milking is actually done by robotic machines, and cows can even choose for themselves when to be milked. Most milking machines look kind of like a little octopus with four cups that go over the cow's teats. The machine squeezes and pulls the teats in a rhythmic way, drawing the milk out of the cow's teats, similar to the way a baby calf might suck the milk out. But don't worry, milking doesn't hurt the cows. The milk flows through a system of tubes and pipes into a big container called a bulk tank, where milk from all the different cows gets mixed together and cooled down. But there are still a few more steps before the milk gets to you. Most milk is pasteurized. Say it, pasteurized, which means it gets heated up really quickly to kill any bacteria and then cooled back down before the milk can cook. Milk also goes through something called homogenization. Say it, homogenization. Raw milk naturally separates. The thick, fatty cream rises to the top and the thinner milk sinks to the bottom, kind of like how oil and water poured into a glass separate into two distinct layers. Homogenization is the process in which fat molecules are broken down so that milk and cream can combine. This is why you don't have to shake or stir it back together before drinking. But if you've ever had skim milk, it's called that because the cream has been skimmed from the top, leaving only the less fatty milk behind.
Why do we drink cow's milk instead of other mammals' milk? Adria, age 5, from Connecticut. While human babies have always drunk their own mother's milk, we developed a taste for the milk of other animals less than 10,000 years ago, which is pretty recent in the span of human history. For most of human evolution, adults couldn't drink milk at all. It would make them a little sick. But at some point, people discovered they could eat foods, like cheese and butter, which are made from milk, without getting sick. So they started milking cows, buffalo, camels, and other mammals they had domesticated. And right around that time, some humans developed a mutation that allowed them to keep drinking milk into adulthood. It's all about lactase. Say it, lactase. A special enzyme. Say it, enzyme. That's a natural substance that creates a chemical reaction in your body that breaks down the sugar in milk. And humans don't just drink cow's milk. Sheep's milk and goat's milk are also popular, especially when made into yogurt or cheese. People around the world drink yak, horse, reindeer, llama, and camel milk.
Why is milk white? Vedant, age 6, from California. Great question, Vedant. What color would you prefer? Purple milk would be cool. To begin with, the color of milk has a lot to do with physics and a little to do with chemistry. Physics is the scientific study of matter, motion, and energy. Chemistry is how matter, stuff, reacts with other matter, other stuff. To get the details, we visited the Billings Farm and Museum in Woodstock, Vermont, where we met Christine Scales, who runs educational programs for the working farm. She showed us the herd of about 70 Jersey cows they keep at the farm. Billings Farm is just like the farm you might see in a children's book, rolling green pastures and lots of animals. In addition to cows, they have draft horses, pigs, goats, sheep, and chickens. Their mission is to teach people about farming and history. It's a great place for people to learn, and if you've never seen a cow in person, a Jersey is a
sample complete. Ready to continue?